Now, Chicane, they're going to be performing, of course, for Sandance here in Dubai, Friday the 14th of October. Nasimi Beach is the incredible venue where all this music is going to come together. We've got Nick with us on the line from Chicane. You just mentioned your new album earlier on. How has kind of the music changed over the years, and how would you describe your music now as to the days of offshore and saltwater?
Oh, that's an interesting question. How long have you got? I think it hasn't changed that much. I mean, as I said, the kind of ethos of what I do still kind of runs through the whole thing. I'd like to think, I mean, you know, I'm one of the few bands that's still going from when I started 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it's even 16 years now. It's been old. Kind of... I try to build a lot of longevity and try and make stuff as timeless as possible. So with that in mind, you know, you kind of keep what it is that's core and means things to yourself, but you dip in and out of what's happening commercially at the minute without jumping on the bandwagon and suddenly turning into dubstep or something horrendous like I won't say horrendous, but dubstep's quite interesting. But that's how you keep things fresh, you know. And you know, actually, someone like Tom Jones is very interesting like that. You know, that's kind of really what he's done as well. You know, he's always tried to reinvent and keep. You got to keep very much who you are and what you is, but you've got to just freshen it up all along. So I don't think I've changed an awful lot. I've got a lot more experience than the production values and all the toys.
Yeah, I was going to ask about equipment. I mean, you must be constantly, you know, updating and getting the latest equipment together.
Yeah.
What kind of was your setup for recording this new album in terms of gear and, you know, all the synthesizers and stuff?
Well, it's very disappointing because...
You do it on your iPhone.
Well, do you know what? It's going that way, and it's very peculiar. I used to have a room with an enormous mixing desk and keyboards draped off every wall and wires. It looked fantastic. It's what you stereotypically think a fantastic recording studio looks like. Now it's a box, a computer screen, and a few bits and bobs. We do have keyboards and synths and stuff and hang around, but the modelling now of most of the old analogue stuff is that good that we don't tend to use the original stuff, because half the time it now actually stays in tune and actually does what you want it to do.
Right.
It's weird. It's changed so much, and I have a very, very powerful top of the range Mac running a lot of heavyweight software, and that's kind of it. And it's really weird.
And Nick, if you weren't producing music and performing music, what would you be doing? What would be the what would be your other occupation if you weren't a musician?
You know what? It's really hard to say. I mean, I thought the roots of a lot of musicians. I did art college and I did a degree in graphics design and all that sort of thing. But I probably wouldn't have lasted too long in that. I mean, I was designing round business cards for butchers and stuff like that.
You could have said a train driver. You could have said an astronaut, and you came up with that.
I'd probably drop out. I'd be a surfer or a snowboarder.
That's more like it. That's rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, this affinity with the beach, as you said, it keeps coming up and certainly cropping up in your music. Have you got any kind of, you know, beach or saltwater title types on your new album?
Snowwater.
What's the most... I've got to look at it. It's right in front of me here. Hang on. Got to see what's the most closest thing. It is ridiculous. It keeps cropping up into... I've got a track called Windbreaks.
That'll do. Yeah.
On there. I also have a track called Flotsam and Jetsam.
Ah, okay. What about Nick? What about some of your music over the period of time? Has it ever some of it been used for television and for film tracks?
It's used for television endlessly.
Yeah.
All the time. There's kind of a strange blanket agreement where TV are able to use stuff to a certain degree. It was on the very first show of the new run of X Factor. Poppy Holler was just played and played and played, and that's why it watched by 12 million people. Stuff like that's quite nice. But, you know, we have been wanting to kind of break into the kind of film soundtrack thing for quite a while, much like BT has done, really.
And Chemical Brothers.
And, it's proved slightly elusive for one reason or the other. We don't know why, and probably don't know the right people at the minute.
Yeah, because your music is the ultimate film score style music. I mean, you know, the likes of Chemical Brothers and people like that who are producing, you know, for films with that orchestral sound, like Moby, and, you know, it's absolutely ideal for film. So, sort it out.
I'd like to think so. We think it kind of is something which we should be doing, and it's something I wanted to be doing. I mean, there was a film project which kind of came my way in the last year, which didn't work out. But that's kind of, I think it's a very difficult and hard business to get into, and it's something I really, really want to be doing. You know, I guess I probably won't want to be touring when I'm 65, you know, and I would probably prefer to be doing scores and stuff. It is what we want to do, and it just somehow the right vehicle hasn't presented itself to us yet, but I really hope it does.
You mentioned touring there, Nick. Of course, we're going to be lucky to have you in Dubai on the 14th of October. Is the diary full? Are you doing a lot of travelling around with your music?
We've done... we had a really crazy summer. I mean, I got about three or four shows after Dubai. I think I do Kiev, a couple in England, then I go and do a tour of India. That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Then I think we've quietened down for a bit. We've got some UK shows. But, we've had some mad dates this year. I mean, probably the hardest trips we did. We did Helsinki, then we did Ibiza. And then Ibiza was one of those things where you go on at 3 in the morning, which means we get to bed at 7, and then we got up at 9 the next morning, having got up half an hour before we went to bed. And then... got three flights to Croatia, got there in the middle of the night, did a show, get up there. It's not so glamorous sometimes. we've done quite a lot, and we finished off with Creamfields Festival in the UK, which was a complete quag mud fest.
Right.
So it's difficult balance, you know, when you're obviously finishing an album and you're touring, and, you know, you sometimes feel you need three or four of you, you know.
And what's the lineup of Chicane going to be that our people can see here in Dubai? Who's going to be coming out with you, Nick?
Well, I have my good friend Simon Small on guitar and bass guitar. We will have the fantastic Natasha Andrews on vocals, who's they've been with me for absolutely forever, basically, and also Carlos Edwards, he comes right from the very beginning, a percussionist and drummer. So that's who I should be bringing with me.
Great. And anything that you kind of fancy doing while you're in Dubai this time around? It's changed quite a bit. We've got the world's tallest building here now. Would that be a bit of a temptation to go to the top of that, Nick?
Quite interesting. Yeah. Oddly enough, I was in Taipei doing a show earlier on in the year, and they have the second tallest building in the world, as I understand it.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And it was about 500 odd meters, and we went up the top of that and looked at it. And what was peculiar was that I live at over 1,000 meters, so I had to stack two of those buildings on top and think, well, I live at that height. It's a really, really, really weird thing to think when you see it. I quite fancy having a quick play in your snow dome.
Okay.
You've got the biggest one in the world,
haven't
you?
Yeah, we have. It's certainly indoor. It's fantastic. I think you'd have a blast going down there. And finally, of course, let me ask you, of course, you're going to be appearing alongside Richard Ashcroft of The Verve, amongst many others. Mm. Also Example as well, who's doing so well. What are your thoughts on the bands and the singers that are going to be on Sandance with you?
Well, Oh, well, Richard's fantastic. I don't know if he's been working on some new material recently or what he's been up to, but no, he's phenomenal. I mean, I'd love to get him to sing on something, really, to be honest. That'd be amazing. And I bumped into Elliot, for example, quite a few times actually. He's having a good run of things at the minute.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great gig, eh?
It certainly is going to be a great gig, and we really appreciate your time joining us, Nick, on the show. And we look forward to Chicane absolutely wowing the crowds at Sandance on the 14th of October. Take care, and we'll see you in Dubai.
Thanks so much, guys. Cheers.